Democratic Senator Eddie Melton's district includes Gary Community School Corporation. That school system asked the state for help, getting it out of nearly $20 million in short-term debt. But a bill to help got lawmakers looking at other schools in debt. Muncie Community Schools was added to that bill over the objections of local leaders. Other lawmakers began asking which district will be targeted next for a state takeover, like Democratic Representative Scott Pilath in a House discussion 2 weeks ago.
Now, $19 million sounds like a big debt. $18 million sounds like a big debt. But what if your school corporation is at $15 million? What if it's $12 million? What are their criteria by which it is announced to you that you no longer have control over your own community?
Melton's resolution asked the General Assembly to assign a summer committee to study analyzing and monitoring school debt across Indiana.
Many of our school corporations are suffering in terms of financial conditions, which are some are out of their hands and some within their hands, but there needs to be some type of triggers or imbalances to allow them the resources they need.
The resolution, which was approved by the Senate, requests a summer study committee, but it doesn't actually create one. That task is up to the Republican and Democratic caucus leaders in each chamber. They decide what will be studied. MCS is still included in Senate Bill 567, which, if approved and signed by Governor Eric Holcomb, would allow a state takeover of the district. The bill is still awaiting its final Senate vote sometime before the session's end on April 28th. Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.